All right, we're going to jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys, as always, that attorney Stan McDonald is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. Stan McDonald, he's a longtime 30-year veteran in the practice of law. I've known him for a number of years, and I am proud to say that he is the daily sponsor for the Right Side Way. All right, let me just jump on in here. And so, well, the next reboot of DC Comics' Superman character is going to hit the theaters this weekend, and cue the controversy. Got to have controversy, right? It's Hollywood. Director James Gunn was speaking about the upcoming movie, and he made sure to note that the movie is about politics, he says, and stressed that we should all just note that Superman is an immigrant. What? Gunn went on to say in another recent interview that, quote, "This Superman does seem to come at a particular time when people are feeling a loss of hope in other people's goodness. I'm telling a story," he said, "about a guy who's uniquely good that feels needed now because there's a meanness that has emerged due to cultural figures being mean online." What is he even talking about? Come on, man, just make a movie about a hero and give us some entertainment. That's all we want. We're not looking for your preachiness. And by the way, here's an idea. Why don't you go ask Disney how that Snow White flick worked out for them when the star, Rachel Zegler, came out and famously said a string of wokeisms that turned off audiences before it even hit the screens. Snow White, one of the biggest flops in all of Disney history because audiences were turned off by the preachiness of the ones who made it. But the Superman thing? Yeah, Superman thing got worse when the actor, David Corenswet, who I admit I've never heard of, David Corenswet did an interview and declined to include the word America in Superman's famous line of truth, justice, and the American way. Why? Fox News contributor Kellyanne Conway, she was asked about this. She's a former Trump aide. She took issue with Superman and Corenswet's lack of America comments. She said, quote, "I can't believe we've come down to that. We don't go to the movie theater to be lectured to and have somebody throw their ideology on us." And she's right. We don't. We want heroes because they're not only the best of us, but they inspire us. They embolden us. They make us proud. They remind us of who we are. Not preachy DEI-based wokeisms that tell us in every breath how we should go be better people. Here's an idea. Go fight the bad guys. Don't fight the audience. When I was a kid, I loved comic books. I did. The real kind. The kind that came in a rack at the corner store and they cost a quarter. I'd get some allowance money, ride my bike down to the corner store with a few redeemable Coke bottles. I'd count out my coins on the counter and pick out one or two comics. But of course, I had to read them halfway through in the store before I bought them, you know, just to make sure, which always made the guy at the counter stare at me and say, "Hey, kid, you got to pay for them before you read them." Yeah, I was a fan of superhero comics mostly. Batman, Superman, Iron Man. Also loved Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commandos and Sergeant Rock. But my favorite was always Captain America. He was the best. I mean, he's part soldier, part superhero, all America. Mr. Red, White, and Blue. He stood for good things, patriotism, right over wrong, duty, honor, country. I mean, I was all in. Well, allegedly, Captain America is now woke. A recent new version of the Marvel's Best was released a couple of years ago, and you guessed it, on the 4th of July, in the new version called the United States of Captain America, multiple caps existed in a form of community activists. What? Yes, community activist Captain Americas. The quotes from the disjointed Captain America characters said things in the comic book like, quote, "The American dream never really existed." Another one said, "The American dream is an American lie." And people come here believing in something, quote, "but too often we turn our backs on them." They also made sure to include a gay homeless Captain America because I guess there isn't a big audience out there among gay homeless people who need a hero. Apparently nothing is sacred. Not even Captain America. Earlier this year, Marvel Studios made Captain America: Brave New World, starring Anthony Mackie as the newest rendition of Cap on the big screen. But Mackie lost a lot of his potential audience ahead of time when he said in an interview, quote, "To me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term America should be one of those representations." Well, Anthony, his name is actually Captain America. So yeah, he was designed for the sole purpose of representing our great nation. But there's actually a reason why Captain America exists at all. He was actually drawn first in 1941 to inspire U.S. readers in the early days of Nazi tyranny and just before the onset of World War II. He was always heroic and upright, the best of us. In one issue, Captain America actually punched Adolf Hitler right in the mouth. I got news for Hollywood. Captain America ain't woke. In similar fashion, though, I will say Superman used to be the central character in a radio show that played during World War II as well. At a time when the Axis troops were sweeping across Africa, moving towards Stalingrad on the Eastern Front, Superman's character told the listeners that his mission was, in fact, to fight for truth, justice, and the American way, no matter what the actor named Colin Sweat says. In October of 2021, though, The Hill magazine noted that the American way was dropped from Superman's motto. They converted it to truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Does that have the same ring to it? DC Comics said it was to build a broader storyline to, quote, honor Superman's long-lasting legacy. Whatever. What is it about the progressive left that makes them think that we don't want actual heroes? That all we wanted is big, preachy, woke, social justice warriors? There's a reason why Captain America Brave New World was a flop. There's a reason why Snow White was a complete debacle at the box office. There's a reason why expectations are now being lowered for Superman, but there's also a reason why Top Gun Maverick was one of the most successful movies of all time. You see, Top Gun Maverick spent 2 hours reminding us of the greatness of who we are, celebrating action-based heroics, letting us enjoy seeing bad guys put in their place while unapologetically waving the American flag in the whole world's face. You see, the American dream is more than a dream. It's a reality. It's the idea that every individual has certain inalienable rights, opportunities, abilities to not just survive, but to thrive, simply by virtue of living in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We have to resist the revisionist version of the United States that comes so often out of woke Hollywood. Woke Hollywood versions of America that the big studios keep trying to foist on us. I gotta tell you, I've been around the world. I once had an Afghan man stand amazed at some of the things that my team had. Things that were novel to him but common to us. Things that were so first world that his third world mind could hardly take it in. I'll never forget as he looked at a power saw like he had just found a gold bar and he looked at me with amazement and through my interpreter he said, "In America, you have all the possibilities." And he was right. I've seen other places. I know what we have that they don't. I understand what it means to not be free because I've seen it up close and personal. Much of the rest of the world still has an idealized version of the United States in their minds. They see how little they have, how little freedom they have, and they understand that the shining city on a hill is still out there. It's us. But we could lose it if we're not careful. If we forget the value of who we are as a nation, we could wind up embracing apathy, and the world would take note and the shining city would go dark. So yeah, we cannot sit idly by and allow the reputation, the capabilities, the freedoms that have all wrapped themselves together into the American dream to become so tarnished by Hollywood that they can be easily rewritten in comic books like some cheap storyline. The American dream is still very real. The notion of Captain America being woke, it's ridiculous. It's actually offensive. It's insulting to think that they thought they could get away with that. In fact, when it comes to resisting the woke revisions of our great country, it was actually a quote from Captain America's character himself who said one of the greatest things ever about it. A great quote comes straight from a comic book. I read it before, but I'm going to read it to you again right now. This is a Captain America quote. You ready? He said, quote, "It doesn't matter what the press says. It doesn't matter what the politicians or the mob say. It doesn't matter if the whole country decides that something wrong is something right." He said, "This nation was founded on one principle above all else, the requirement that we stand up for what we believe, no matter the odds or the consequences. So when the mob and the press and the whole world tell you to move, your job is to plant yourself like a tree beside the river of truth, and you tell the whole world, no, you move." Does that sound woke to you? Not to me, it doesn't. But that's what we got to do. We got to stand. We got to draw that line in the sand and dare them to cross it. As liberal progressives seek to even controvert the meaning of our well-loved comic book characters, characters that were actually first designed for the simple purpose of inspiring and entertaining people during a time of war and to bring about patriotism, we need to say to the world, say to Hollywood, no, you move. And by the way, while you're at it, leave our Captain America and Superman alone. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.